But
how does it work? I mean, what's the shayches between Dalet Ames and Wurm's Chotz? After all, it's not his. The answer is because we find the halacha of Dalet Ames in Isurim too. Now, for example, if somebody was Yetze Chutz L'Tchum, so Yefchel was his mekain, he's not allowed. Suppose someone was Yetze Chutz L'Tchum, then he wants to go back. So he's not allowed to go Alpayim Amo. If he was Yetze Chutz L'Tchum, so then Yefchel was his mekain. Except if he was Yetze Hatzel Nadleike, this, that, the mitzvah. But when it was a mitzvah for him to go Chutz L'Tchum. But if it wasn't a mitzvah, if it wasn't Be'etah, so then the halach is, if he's Yetze Chutz L'Tchum, he's not allowed, he must stop there. He must stop there. So he's still allowed to move within Dalet Ames. That's the halach. So we see that the Dalet Ames is considered in Yisur. Ligabe Yetze Chutz L'Tchum. So it's considered like the Rishus Yishalot. In other words, the halach is that if someone was Yetze Chutz L'Tchum, also lost his Melkele. But within Dalet Ames, he can move around within Dalet Ames. Why? Because the Dalet Ames, that's his Rishus. So we see that Dalet Ames Shalodom is considered his Rishus. Dalet Ames Shalodom. Because of that, Chachomim Wom Isakev, the Dalet Ames Shalodom should be considered his Momen. Because we find a counterpart of this, a counterpart Aloche, vis-a-vis Isa. Let's say like Avi Yitzchak Chutz L'Tchum. So he actually lost his Mekemei, but still Dalet Ames is allowed to move around within his Dalet Ames. Why? So we see because Dalet Ames, it's not considered, when you move Dalet Ames, it's not considered as if you moved around. It's considered as if you kept on jumping on the same spot. So is that considered moving around? No, you keep on jumping. So as long as you move in a horizontal direction, not more than Dalet Ames, within Dalet Ames. So Memele, it's Rishus Yishalodo. That is Rishus Ligabi Isa. So Memele, Chachomim Misakei, the Dalet Ames should be considered his Chotzer. So the Balamoya mentions, true, the Balamoya doesn't mention this Halach in Erem. He mentions the Gemorim Bo Metzie. But from the Gemorim Bo Metzie we see that Dalet Ames is considered, even in respect to Isa, as Rishus Yishalodam. That's the reason as to why the Chachomim were able to be misakeim, that it should have a din of Chotzer too. Now, so, vis-a-vis the Takone, that it should have title in Dalet Ames, so the Chachomim didn't want to apply it to Rishus Rab, that it should have title. But, since the Chachomim were misakeim, that the Simte, Dalet Ames should be his Chotzer. Why? Because Dalet Ames midraisi is considered one's Rishus. So Memele, even Rishus Rabbi, it's considered Rishus. And as far as Yetze Chutz L'Tchum is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. Even if he happens to be, when he realizes that he's Chutz L'Tchum, so he happens to be in Rishus Rabbi, not Nesimta, so he's also, the halacha is, that he's not, while he's not allowed to be, lose his Mekemei, but he might move around within the Dalet Ames. Anyway, so Memele, Gmore Gmiralo, that's the Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. But it's not the Halacha L'Mishim Sinai that Dalet Ames is a new kind of Yitzoy. If it's a new kind of Yitzoy, so then it should be considered a separate Al. No, the Halacha L'Mishim Sinai declares that Dalet Ames, when you are Meitzi, in the Rishus Rabbi, from Tchilas Arba L'Seif Arba, so in effect, you are Meitzi Mioshus L'Oshus. Because the other Dalet Ames is already another Rishus, insofar as the Yisar of Meitzim Yoshus L'Oshus is concerned. So in Meile we can understand this, why the Rashba says that the same Aloche of Nishav and Nizrek Shmeino, the same Aloche of Nishav and Nizrek Shmeino, Yizorak Arba, so applies to the case of Nishav and Nizrek, Yoshus Rabbi, Shayochi Be'emtza, and then it fell in the Rishus Hayochi. In the Zayochid. Why? Because also Yesh B'chol Mosayim on there. It's Nishavim Lochek Deilo, because it's Zerik, it's Nishavim Lizrek, Mishasarabim, Shayochid Be'emtza. And what is the Chiyuv for Dalet Ames Mishasarabim? Mishus Lashus. But that was a long Yitzoye. A Yitzoye Arichte of Mishus Lashus. Daladames. The Daladames, it was a Itzoye Arichte of Meshus Leshus. And then there was a Itzoye Ktzoro of Meshus Leshus. It fell under Meshus Ayochi. So Mimele, it's like Mishan and Shemesh. Now, one second. Now, I mentioned last time, you know, Rabbi Kviga's Kashi and Rabbi Kviga's Terence. And at that time, I did not, because it got late, so I didn't mention another Kashi of Rabbi Kviga that he doesn't give a Terence. Now, Rabbi Kviga's first Kashi that I mentioned last time, so on the Rashi, Umaydi Solekadai, Nei Nami de Mechayev Atol de Mokmat, Hochel Aftarti, Dilo Hochel Isi Dalit Boil Tenuach, Hochel Mechayev Avogaz Dalit, Lo Vamitchles Dalit, Isi Dalit Bishis Arabi, Ela Atzoy Lechudi de Mechayev, Vitzoy Arichel de Ovan. So, the Rashi, so the more as the Kashi, the more as the Kashi, you might sort of get a tight and short. Mechayev Rebbe de Shtai, Ilo Hochel Boil, Lo Hochel Boil, Lo Hochel Boil, So as she says, Nei nam mechayev atol de mokmaat, hochel aftarti ke. So dil hochel isi dalet boilo di tenuach, hochel mechayev avor el dalet. Dil yova mitchle dalet li isi dalet. So if the kavone was that it should rest, li isi dalet, so it shouldn't be mechuyev avor el dalet. So the Rabbi Kviga's kasha was on the contrary. Rashi should say the ili hochel isi dalet boil on the tenuach. So mimele he cannot be mechuyev on the tzoyim reshus reshus. Why? Because it's not melaches machshevetz. Because as far as the Tzoyim Roshus Roshus is concerned, so it's only his kind of Machshavte. But since he says, since Rabbi Yehuda holds Kutok Mishon Chatami, so even though his Kavone was, I mean, this is what Rabbi Kveya asked in the Kash, so even though the Kavone of the Zeirik was that the Hanoche should be, we say Dalet, but the moment it passed the borderline between. The moment it passed the borderline between the Rishus Ayochi and the Rishus Arabi, so then it was Huna, it was Kluto, right after the borderline, so it was Kluto, so there was Anoche, and then a new Akira, and then a new Anoche, actual Anoche, at the end of our Dames. So Rashi should say, Hoche loy mechaye vayitzoyim Rishus Rishus, to have him lechis machsheves, Elo, why does Rashi say that where the Kavone was that we saved Daled, it should be Tonuach? So then he's Mechuyev Aitzoye, Meshek Reshus, not an Aitzoye Mitchilas Daled Lisaida. So Rabbi Kviga says, I mean, that's a very simple talent because Rashi says, Rashi agrees with the Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so when do we say Kluto Kmishu Chadam, and Teisves says the same thing in Eiram, and there it's Mashma from Teisves Kafpei in Shabbos also the same thing. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so we say Kluto Kmishu Chadam, but only when it's Misav the Machshavte we say Kluto Kmishu Chadam, but if it's not Misav the Machshavte, then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even say Kutuk Mishum Chadami. So in other words, it's not only Nisabda Mashafti, is not only an important element in Leches Machsheves. It's an important element in Kutuk Mishum Chadami. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says. So hochel mechayev avor dalet. Do you want me to chila dalet visit dalet shes rabbi? Why? Because since his kavone was that he should rest at the end of dalet, not after crossing the borderline, he had no kavone that he should rest at the end when it crosses the borderline, it should be kluto and rest at the end of after passing the borderline. So mele after passing the borderline, it's not unach. So there is no Hanoche in the Ninyu Akire. But all there is, there is just Hanoche at the end of Dalet. So it's Chaye for its Arich. This is the Teretak. Now then Rabbi Kivegia, that I mentioned last time. But then Rabbi Kivegia says, and we make this all here. So how does Rashi say? We love Haim the boy. We only be. Holy Omaroche, we Mikhaye, and we can know how we came up shafting. Or can I be a buy and leave there? Lation is Rabu Mizrakshmen of Zorakarba. Lation is Rikarba Vizrakshmen of the Potter. So what's the Raye? Maybe we can say over there that Nisravim is rich meino over there, so the Gemara says Yinochik boilo lohoch Elohik boilo, so that means Ilioche, so the Gemara over there meant Ilioche, if the Kavone was that after the borderline should be done Oche, so we say that the boilo tenuach, but then, and if the Kavone was that the Danoche should be at the end of Dalet, so then there is no Kruto Kimishuncho. Mashenkin here in Ischavin Lizrik Shmein of Izorakarba, so then we can say that is chayev, because over there the Gemara, what's the right from the fact that only in the case of Beim Mekom Mokim Shetirtze Tonuach, so Rabbi Yehuda can be mechayev shtayim, but if not in the case of Kol Mokim Shetirtze Tonuach, Rabbi Yehuda cannot be mechayev shtayim. So the reason as to why over there, so he could not be mechayev shtayim because we couldn't say kluto kimishon chadami. We couldn't say kluto kimishon chadami, but in the case of nischavin lizrik shmeino vizorakarba, there it's not a question of kluto kimishon chadami. That's Rabbi Kivegia's kash. So we have to say that the Rashba holds that just as we apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money in regard to melachas machsheves, so we apply the same lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money of yesh b'chal mosai money in regard to kluto kimishon chadami. In other words, why do we say that just as the Gemara said. So the Gemara said over there. So he says, "Dilo hochel isid dalit. Dilo hochel isid dalit boil tenuach. Hochel imechayev avor es dalit. Why? Dilo yova mitchil as dalit. Lisid dalit b'shis rabbi. Elai tzoy lechudin mechayev. I mean the Rashi holds, not Rashi. So lisid dalit b'shis rabbi. Elai tzoy lechudin mechayev. V'itzoy arichte udova. V'doy arichte udova. Why? Because we don't say kluto kimishon chadami. Now, if we are going, so obviously we don't apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money, because if we are going to apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money, so just as that lomdes has relevance, has significance, ligabi the question of lechas machsheves, it should have relevance ligabi the question of kluto kimishon chadami too, because what's the reason as to why we say? So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when do we say kluto kimishon chadami, only when there is kavon, that it should be unach. But mimeile, so Rashi says that in this case, since the Gemara said here, nei di lehochel isid dalet boil utanuach, hochel imechayev avor es dalet, diloyova. Mitchilas dalad li say dalad bishisarabi. Ela itzoy lechudu de mechayet. Vitzoy arichte udova. So how did Rabbi Kivegia himself explain it? Because it's not kluto kimishon chadami. When does Rabbi Yehuda say kluto kimishon chadami? If there is kavone. So only when there is kavone, then it should be hunach. then we say kutak mishum chadamye. But so now the Gemara is saying, we love Haine Domalei, Rabin el Ravashe Vomalei, Beima Komokim Shetir Tzetonuach. So in other words, he couldn't visualize that Rabbi Yehuda should be Mechayev Shtayin, except in the case of Eimer Komokish Letor Tzitonuach. Because otherwise, he couldn't be Mechayev Shtayin. Why? Because he lehochik boyalo, vi lehochik boyalo. So he lehochik boyalo, so he saved Dalet boyalo Tzitonuach, so hochele Mechayev Avoras Dalet. Why? Because it's not good to come Shimuch Adamye. So obviously we don't apply the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh. Because if we are to apply the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh, so we should say Kludek Shimuch too. True, we only say Kludek Shimuch if he had Kavone that he should be cold and Munach at that point. But, and here he didn't have Kavone. But, since if we apply the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh vis-a-vis the question of the Leches Machshemes, so we should apply the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh vis-a-vis Kluta Kamishun Chatu. It's true that we only say Kluta Kamishun Chatu if there is Kavone that it should be Huncho at that point. But on the basis of the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh, so Memele we should say that if we say Dalet Boyle Tonuach, so it should be considered Munach after crossing the borderline. Because of the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh. This is what Rashi says. The Rashbo holds differently. He distinguishes between the Lomdes of Maleches Machsheves and the Lomdes of Pluto Kimishum Chadamye. Vis-a-vis Maleches Machsheves, so there we can apply the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh according to the Rashbo. But vis-a-vis Pluto Kimishum Chadamye, so then, in order that Kluto should be Kimishuncho, so there must be an actual Kavone that it should be Munach, should be considered as Munach at the point where it is called. But where there is no actual Kavone that in the person's mind that it should be considered Munach at the point where it is Kluto, so then we don't say Kluto Kimishuncho Dami. That's the Rashba Shite. But Rashi is Israel. Yes.
In the Rashba, it's, I don't know if it's instead of the Beli Yochanan, but could the Rashba be related to the Yuri Shita in Sukkah that the Anocha and the Meirav had Dalanus, which is a rabbi, the Anocha doesn't have to be together with the Dalanus. So the Gabi doesn't matter Dalat Chess. The Anocha can be after Chess. Anocha can be anything.
Oh, you mean like the Miri Shita in Sukkah and the Miri Shita in Shabbos? That the Maisa Avere, consists exclusively of the Dalet Ames.
Yeah, except you need Anocha.
But there has to be Anocha. All right,
fine. Not like Rashi Daf Gimel. The Rashba could be...
That must accord with Rashi Daf Gimel. Otherwise, you couldn't explain it.
But it's not because it's there.
No, you must accord. The Miri certainly has to accord with Rashi Daf Gimel. Rashi does not have to accord with Miri. But the Miri in Sukkah and in Shabbos must necessarily accord with Rashi Daf Gimel.
No,
it must accord with Rashi. Now, in explaining, in understanding the shite of the Rashba, the Rashba says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only say kluto kemishehuncho if he has kavone that it should be considered as munach. I mean, we have to understand it. What's the pshat? That only if he has kavone that it should be munach. So then Kluto is kimishon. Now we have to understand it. Now I just want to go over the next piece of Gemara, and then there seems to be a stira between two Rashbos and the next piece of Gemara. Ton Rabba, Hazirik Moshus Arabim Moshus Arabim Moshus Ayochid Beemtza Daladam Es Chaya Poches Ma'abaham Es Pot. So in other words, Rashi says, now I mentioned already, I mean that the Ralbag is chilek, and Rashi's pshat, the Rambam's pshat, the Rach's pshat, all the Rishonim say is Rashi. Mishus Arabim, Mishayochi Vem, Daladam is chayet, Imova Mishus Arabim Daladam is, Vafilo Aldei Tziruf is chayet. So in other words, in order to be chayet, the Daladam is must be constituted from the passage in the Mishus Arabim itself. But suppose here is the Rishus Rabbi, here is the Rishus Rabbi, here is the Rishus Yochid, here is another Rishus Rabbi. And let's say the starting point is 1 amor from the borderline. From the borderline. So the ball passes, let's say, 1 amor in this Rishus Rabbi. Then there are 2 ames in the Rishus Yochid. And then it rests 1 amor away from the second borderline, in the other Rishus Rabbi. So then, according to Rashi, it's spot. In other words, only if, let's say, there is 2 ames here in this Rishus Rabbi, then 2 ames here in this Rishus Rabbi, but in the meantime, the interim, it passed through the Rishus Yochi. But if there is 1 amor in this Rishus, it passes. 1 amor in this Rishus Rabbi, 1 amor in this Rishus Rabbi, and 2 ames in the Rishus Yochi, then he's spot, according to Rashi. See what Rashi says. In more of Rishus Rabbim, the Rodames, Avu Yitzir of Chayim. And the Rambam says the same thing, and the Rabbi Nachmanel says the same thing. The Ralbag in his Perush HaChumash and Parshin Yisrei. So he says that even if the Dalet Ames is constituted, also by the distance it passes in the Rishus HaYoch. All right, there's the Ralbag, but he is a Yoch in the Chit. All right, so you move on Dalet Ames, Rishus Rabbi. Dalet Ames, but I feel all the Tziruv is Chak. No, of course, the Ralbag certainly has to agree with the Lomdes of Rabbi Sazal. I mean, as the Pashtes Agmore Davov appears to be. So, Poches Ma'aba Ames Pot. Poches Ma'aba Ames Pot. Adish Mitzoy Eloi Mechaye, Lo Amrinon, Kluto Kimishi Unu. Maiko Mashmilon, Hoko Mashmilon, Rishuyes Mitztarfis. Lo Amrinon, Kluto Kimishi Unu. So, the Rashbo Yisraeli can both, and two Rashis here. So he says, Rishuiz, Michael Mashmalo, Rishuiz Mistal, Rishus Rabim Zu, Rishus Rabim Zu, with the Lord Kerab Yasi, Dom of Felkamit Yain, Abel Mechot, Rishus Echot Chaye, Rishte Rishuiz Potter. Lord Kamashmalo, and I'm going to put him Jum. So number one, the Rashi says, two important Rashis. So the first important Rashi is that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says here, Hokamashmalo Rishuiz Mistal face. So that this has to do with the machlekes between Rabbi Yis and Rabbonon, that pay as to whether Rishuis mitzvah is Rishuis is not mitzvah. Now, there the Gemara that pay says that if somebody is meitzi a chotzi kreifes, and then he's to another act of it, so he is meitzi another chotzi kreifes, so it's mitzvah. So Rabbi Yis says, when is it mitzvah if it's not separate Rishuis? But if it's separate Rishuiz, then it's not mitzvah. According to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yis, even if it's separate Rishuiz. So it's mitzvah in the Chotzi Krei Kreyes in one Rishuiz, to the Chotzi Krei Kreyes in the other Rishuiz. So Rashi says that this is following that machleket between Rabbi Yis and Rabbanan. So in other words, this braise accords with Rabbanan. And it cannot agree with Rabbi Yis. It cannot agree with Rabbi Yis. Now, so that means that if we pass in this vice, we cannot pass like Rabbi Yisi. That Rishuy is a mitzvah face in the case of Heitzi Chotzik Regress, and then again Heitzi Chotzik Regress. The Rambam passes this vice that Hazirik Mishuzaram Mishuzaram Mishayochid Behemza. So it's Mitzure, the two Rishuy is a mitzvah, and the passes there like Rabbi Yisi. So obviously, the Rambam agrees with the Rashi. The Rashi is Masik on Rashi. He says, it couldn't be that this Rishuyis Mitzvahs is stolen the machlekes between Rabbi Yis and Rabbanan and Afpei. Because here the Gemara says, Maiko Mashmalon. In other words, it's a Pshites. So, Maiko Mashmalon, Rishuyis Mitzvahs. So, if it is stolen the machlekes between Rabbi Yis and Rabbanan, and it doesn't accord with Rabbi Yisi, so how could the Gemara have a Kedaitoch that it's such an obvious thing? I mean, the Braise didn't even have to tell us that. So he says, no, that this Rishuyis Mitzvah, this everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Yisi agrees. Rabbi Yisi only says that Rishuyis Mitzvah is where there were two Itzoyes, Heitzi Chotzi Kreyres, and then another Itzoy of Heitzi Chotzi Kreyres. So we have to resort to special aloche of Tziruv. So if it's not a Rishus, so Mimele, there cannot be any Tziruv. Mashenkin here, there is one Itzoye. So then everybody agrees to Rishuyis Mitzvah. It's not even a aloche of Tziruv. See? It only means he has to be Mavio Daladamis Roshes Rabin. The fact that there is an intervening zone where is Mavir between two Ames in one Vishes Rabin and another two Ames, another Vishes Rabin, does not interrupt the Yitzhoi. But it's not a real din of Tziruf. The Gemara uses the expression Rishuyes Mitzarfes. But it's not a din of Tziruf, you see. According to Rashi, it means a real din of Tziruf. So the Rashba says, no, Komashim Rishuyes Mitzarfes in this case. But, and if Rabbi Yisi will agree, Rabbi Yisi only says, where you have two itzoyes, heitze chotzik reikres, vechoza veheitze chotzik reikres. So in such a case, Rishu is not Mitzvah. All right, that's one machlekes, between Rashi and Rashi. Then there is another machlekes. Now, so Mitzvah face, now again, Rashi, Mitzvah face, Rishu is a rabim zun, Rishu is a rabim zun. We like Rabbi Yisi, don't feel like I'm eating yayin. Avel omecho, Rishu is echot chayin, Rishu is a rabim zun. Reit kom ashbelon, dole amrinon kluto kimishon. Dole amrinon kluto kimishon. So now the Rashi in the first line says, "Poches ma'arba, poches ma'arba poter." The mishumitzoy loy mechayev. We amrin akul kemishumcha. So Rashi explains. Now the Rashi says, "Reisha is the same." The Reisha says, "Dardam is chayev. Poches ma'arba is poter." That's the same. So how do we know that kluto loy amrin akul kemishumcha because of the din of the same? This is how Rashi explains. The Rashbo is masik against Rashi. He says, how can the Gemara deduce that this price holds? Why? Because if we say kluto kimishuncho, so why does the sefer say poches ma'arba mis poter? Even poches ma'arba mis, even if he wasn't made in the Rishus Rabbim itself, Dalad Ames, but it was called in the Rishus Ayoch. It was called Mirshus Ayochi, so Kluto Kimishuncho, so let him be high on the score of Meitzi. Mirshus Rabbi Mirshus Ayochi. So even if the ball didn't pass Talad Ames in the Rishus Rabbi, but it was called in the Rishus Ayochi. So at that point, it should be considered as if it had been Och. So at that point, it should be Mechuye on the score of Meitzi, Mirshus Rabbi Mirshus Ayochi. This is how Rashi explains. So the Rashi asks, no? We just finished saying, the Rashbo just finished saying that Rabbi Yude, who says Kutuk Mishuch Adam Yeh, but when does he say Kutuk Mishuch Adam Yeh? When there is a Kavon, but when there is no Kavon, not. When there is no Kavon, then we don't say Kutuk Mishuch Adam Yeh. When there is no Kavon. Some Mimele, So, what's the raya that the price holds? Maybe the price holds like Rabbi Yehuda that kluto kimishuncho. But when do we say kluto kimishuncho? Only when he's mischavim it should be noch. But here he wasn't mischavim. How do we know that he had kavone that he should be noch in the middle in the rishus ayochi? Maybe he didn't have kavone that he should be noch as it passes in the intervening reshus in the reshus ayoch. So maybe it was not koluch, it's not kimishuncho. It was not kimishuncho. That's the asor of the Rashi. So then he mentions, that's the kasha that the Rashi raises against Rashi. Then he mentions the pshat. He mentions the pshat of Rabbi Goyim. That the raya, the deduction is not from the sefer. The deduction of Lo Yamrin on Kluto Kimishuncho is not from the safe of the prices, Rashi explains, but it's from the ratio of the prices. What is the ratio of the prices say? Hazirik Meshus Arabi, Meshus Ayah, Meshus Arabi, Ushus Ayochi Bemza. So if you can count up Talad Ames in the Meshus Arabi itself, so then it's Raya. So it's a Raya that the price holds Lo Yamrin on Kluto Kimishuncho, because if we are going to say that I'm going on Kluto, Kimishuncho. So even if there is Dalad Ames in the Rishus Rabbim itself, it shouldn't be Chayev either, because as it passed the Rishus Ayochi, it was Huncho in the Rishus Ayochi. So Mimele, so that Anoche was Mivatel, the Akira from the Rishus Rabbim. But, so this is how Rabbi Goyim explains the Gemara, that the deduction, the diuk, is not from this, from the Sefer, as Rashi says, but it's from the Reish. But the question is, so he says so himself. So he says so himself. How could we say that even the Adal Adamis in the Rosh Rabbi itself? So he shouldn't be hired because in the Rishus Ayochi there was Anoche, but Rashbo himself said that when is there can it be considered Kuto Kimishunho? Only if he had Kavone it should be Noch there. But here he didn't have Kavone it should be Noch. So Melee, so it's not Noch, so it wasn't Mubatil the Akire from the Rishus Rabbi. Now let's see the Loshon of Chavai Goy. Now, there at the bottom. Hokamashu b'chzarik chesam dalet. Hokamashu b'shuyis mitzalfis v'loy kut mishirun. Pirush rashi zal v'shuyis mitzalfis. Oh, that's the first rashi. All right. L'loy trab yeshu v'mfek v'al godolim b'alechot v'shuzachot chayv v'chishu yispota. V'nimech v'bein aydim kei milzit b'shitul rab yeshu l'ktur v'matmin v'nhaf v'amrin v'mshitul chiyub. So, u'mistavu l'afshay chadon. The Hosom be made his eyes, the Hosom hates the Hotz's eyes. He'll come in with Starful State, so it's Muchlok is in the camp. I walk him drink Achas, Dinu is Starful King. Oh, now the next draft. We all name the Amrin of the commercial Kulat Mishon. Pio Sharash is out, a pochis become, and the same. The patrino of the pochis in Dalek, Rafa got the over there, he should say, Yoki, Shmam and the Kult of Afki Mishon. Because if the Mishon, he should be Mechuyev on the score of Mitzi Mioshus. Mishus Rabbi and Mishus Ayoch. Zayoch. Vigamze in a mechva beina. Diminolo di pota mishin kut lafki mishunch. Do yev shalim akutu lishai valel. El beim akol mokim shidir tzidanuach. Hol ava chaloi. Vichim shachay. Minolo di les lekut odil meiz. Mishan roche da afil nocha bishus Ayoch id mame shlo mechayet. Tu misad de machshav. Uchadam gim ulil. Uchadam gim ulil. Really. So then he says, then he says, like our Bahamas, Shmaminam, could laugh to me, Sean. But I'm going to keep him shit. Kishikotosi Tachas Arbamis, before it reached the Dalet Ames destination. Kimishenoch Beshusayochi Dome. We need to Dalet Ames Beshusarabi Mikotois. The lawyer of Mitzvahs. Why? Kimishenoch Beshusayochi. So if the Rashbo had not mentioned his big Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yude, we only say Kluto Kimishonho. We only say Kluto Kimishonho. Only when there is actual Kavod. When there is actual Kavon. As a matter of fact, we saw that while Rashi agrees with the longest of the Rashbo, that according to Rabbi Yude, we can only apply the Aloha Kut Kemishuncho if there is Kavone. But the Rashbo goes one step farther than Rashi, because according to Rashi, so just as we are able to apply the longest of Yesh B'chol Masayim Moneh vis-a-vis Melechas Machsheves, so we are able to apply the longest of Yesh B'chol Masayim Moneh vis-a-vis Kutu Kim Shuncho, the Sash de Machshavte in Kutu Kim Shuncho. But where is the Rashbo? No. So the longest of Yesh B'chol Masayim Moneh is effective, has significance in regard to Melechas Machsheves or Sotaro. But it has no relevance in regard to Kutu Kemishuncho, because they are constructive kavone that it should be noch is not enough. There must be actual kavone that it should be noch at the point where it is kuto. If there is no actual kavone at the point where it is kuto, so then you do not say Kemishuncho damye. So how can the Rashbo accept the Rabbi Goyin's pshat? The Rabbi Goyin's pshat that the Raya is from the Reisha. Because the Reisha says that Bidal Dames is higher, even though it was called in the interim over the Rishus Ayochi, so it is Kmoishenov Rishus Ayochi. So there is no Avored Al Dames with Basachas. But there is Avored Al Dames with Basachas, because he didn't have actual Kavone. He had no Kavone. that it should be noch in Deutsches Ayachid. So there is a stira between the two Rashbos. Now you see something that the Rashbo, when he mentions his svore, when he says, when he asks that kashi, when against the first Rashi, Hokom Ashmelon, Vishuyas Mitzvartis, Viloikluto Kimishuncho, Pireish, no. When he has the second Kashi, Vonamed Amrin on Komashu, the Kutala Kimishuncho, Pirish Rashizal, Apoches Mikham, the Patrino Apoches Mitale, the Avogav gave the over there to Sayochi, Shmaman the Kutala Kimishuncho, we come say in the Machba Benai. The minor on the potam is in the Kutla Kmishuncho, do yev shall in the Kutol is high valero, elobeim a kolmokim shetir to the noach. So the Rashbo is madgish, do yev shall in the Kutol is high valero. Why does he say, do yev shall in the Kutol is high valero, elobeim a kolmokim shetir to the noach? So in other words, the Rashbo shitim that without kavone, so the halochi of Kutu Kmishuncho domye does not take effect. So it does not mean it doesn't take effect at all. In other words, without kavone, that it should be munach. So it's not a full hanoche. It cannot be considered as a full hanoche to be mechayim. But even without kavone, while it cannot be considered as a full hanoche, it can be considered as a partial hanoche. But in order to be mechayim, we must have a full hanoche. If it's a partial hanoche, it's an incomplete anoche, so then he cannot be chayev. Mashenkin, in order to patter him for the chiyuv of Dalet Ames, which has to be with Dalet Ames Basachas, not if it is done in steps. So even though there was no kavone that it should be called, it should be noch in the Rishus Hayochi that it passes. So it still is considered partially noch as it is called in the Rishus Hayochi. I mean, that's implicit in the Loshen. You see that he emphasizes in Madgish. So he says, "Dimnolun depotam mishum nikud lach mishuncho." Do yevshaleima kluto liischayivale. Why does he have to mention the words liischayivale? Let him say, "Do yevshaleima kluto elobeime kol mokim shetil tzimo." Now, what's the pshat? Monepshat. What's Monepshat? If the Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the Rashba says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that in order that Kluto should, the halacha of Kluto Kimishum Chodamye should take effect, then there must be Kavone. So without Kavone, so in other words, so it's nothing, so it's in a state of motion. I mean, Bimtzias, it is in a state of motion. But in order that it should be but if we apply the halacha of Kluta Kimishum Chodamye, so it's not in a state of motion, so it's a state of rest. But in order to that the halacha of Kluta Kimishum Chodamye should take effect, there must be kavone. And without the subjective element, there is no Kluta Kimishum Chod. So if there is no Kluta Kimishum Chod, so it is always in a state of motion. So Memele, so why is the Avodah Ledames in steps? I mean, it's Bibasachas. Because there was no stop whatsoever. So apparently, the Rashba holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not totally munach. Kluto is not totally munach without kavone. But in a way, it is munach. Now, what's the pshat? Now, I think it can be explained that way. Now, I didn't explain the Shittus of Rishayni when we went over the Gemara Daf Tzadik Zayin about Hanoch al Gamimashu. I didn't want to discuss in detail all the Rishayni about Hanoch al Gamimashu, Nachmashu, Hanoch al Gamimashu, because this is the main sugya is Daf Kuf on the Aleph, so I didn't want to spend time. But there is a Machlekes Rishayni, the Meiri, the second Roshan in the Meiri, Daf Kuf. And that is, he is disposed towards the second Roshan. Even though he has two Nishemes in Daf Kuf, the Meiri, but he is disposed towards the second Roshan. So the Meiri in the second Roshan, Daf Kuf, says that when does Rove say that it's necessary to have Anoch El Gabi Mashu only when it reached poches midim tvochim from the karka, but it didn't come in contact with the karka itself. So then it must stop for one moment. But suppose, let's say, it reaches, it's misgalgeil, let's say, in the avia, two tvochim above the karka, rishus arabi, misgalgeil, and not noch even for one moment, then it's not enough. Mashenkein, if it mamish is in contact with the karka, even though it didn't stop, it didn't rest for one moment, it kept on rolling. Let's say like a ball that rolls on the karka. So even though it wasn't noch mash for a moment, always in a state of motion, so then it's considered hanoch. That's the shite of the mir. That's the shite of the mir. There are some who say that Rashi Shita is also like that. I mean, it's not Muchach. There are some who are trying to be midayik from the Roshon of Rashi. From the Roshon of Rashi, Dafku from the Beis, Misgalgo Kamre, Misgalgo in Sefer Lenuach, at the very top, Dafku from the Beis. I will hike in the Sefer Lenuach, I will have a loinoch, Kimandumor, Dome, Komach. So Rashi says, "Misgalgo kamre, dovo shoruach mikalgali ba'avi kamre." So Rashi emphasizes shoruach mikalgali ba'avi. Why did Rashi have to say shoruach mikalgali ba'avi kamre? So he should say misgalgo kamre, dovo shoruach mikalgali. Why mikalgali ba'avi? So. That's somewhat Amidai that Rashi agrees with the Mir. So in other words, when do we say that there has to be Anoche Mashu if it is not mamish in contact with the Karaka Rishus Rabbi? But it's poches migimu tvochim from the Karaka Rishus Rabbi. So then, without Anoche Mashu, true lovud, but if there is no Anoche for one moment at least, it's not noch. Mashayim came if it's mamish in contact. If it's misgalgal kamikalka, not misgalgal ba'avir, poches mikimut vorkim from the karka, then it's anoche mamish. We don't need, alright, whatever Rashi shite is, but that's a shite of the mir. And many rishenim achilik on that. And then, I mean, Teisves Daf Pei says the same svore ligabe rabiude. But the implication being that Rabbonon Achilik, Rabbonon of Rav Yudeh, and Rabbonon of Rav Yudeh hold that it's necessary to have Anocher Mashu, even if it's Misgalgal Kabikaraka Mamish. Alright, so there is a Machlokes Hashem. Now, if we say that like most Rishayim, not like the Mir, Dafkur, the second version, like most Rishayim. So they say that Hanoch al Gavi Mashu is necessary even if it's Misgalgo al Gavi Karka. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is because there are two elements in Hanoch. First of all, it must be Noch on something. On something tangible. Hanoch implies that it must be Noch on something tangible. Alright, there is a loche of Dalet al Dalet. But even if we say there is no necessity for Dalet al Dalet, let's say, so, Machshavte Machshavle Mokim Dalet al Dalet. But, so it's not necessary to have a certain shield. But one thing is certain necessary, that it should be loch upon something, not just to be suspended by Avir. That's not a loche. It has to be noch on something tangible. That upon which it is noch, not just suspended, tovei. So that's one thing. And then there is a thing that it must be in a state of rest. It must be in a state of rest. Now we saw there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ramban, the Abdalid in Yitzias Hashabes, according to Rabbi Kiva, that put the Kumshimucha down, it was the Pshat. So according to Teisves, according to the real Teisves, so the Pshat Nikud Kemishimuch Adami, according to Rabbi Akiva, is that the Hanochi is in Aver itself. And according to the Ramban, in Poro, So the pshat in kuta kemishun choy is not that it is noch in the avir, high above, but that it's considered noch at the bottom and the karka below. Now, if we say that the pshat in kuta kemishun chodami, in kuta kemishun chodami is that it's that's the sheet of Moshe Hashem, not like the reed. The reading tastes that out. So the sheet of Moshe Rashenim is that according to Rav Akiva, that Kudak Mishum Chodamye implies that it's considered Noch Al Kavikar. Noch Al Kavikar. Not just it's Noch in the Avi. So Mimele, that means that in Kudak Mishum Chodamye, there are two halachas. First of all, that if something is Be'avi, so it's considered, even though, what does it mean, Kuta Be'avir? That means it's Misgalgal Be'avir. High above in the Avir, it's Misgalgal. So number one, Aloche, that Rabbi Akiva says, including Kemishum Choyiz, that when something is Misgalgal Be'avir, it's considered Alpidin, as it's either being Misgalgal Gavikark. Bimtzias, it's not Misgalgal. And the Karka below, it's Misgalgal in the sky, in the Avir above. So, one aloha that Rabbi Akiva says, Kuta Kemishum Choyiz, that when it's called in the Avir, called in the Avir by definition means Misgalgal Bavir, so it's considered as if it's Misgalgal Al-Kark. In view of the fact that in a vertical direction, so any point in a straight vertical line, so it's considered represent one mocking. So because of that, when something is called Bavir, it's considered, that means Misgalgal Bavir. So it's considered as if it had been Misgalgal below. Bekark, that's number one. But that's not enough. Hanocha means that it should be in a state of rest, not that it should be in a state of motion. So then there is another aloche. Once Misgalgal, called Bavir is considered Misgalgal Bekarka, we say another aloche. Rabbi Akiva says another aloche. And Misgalgal Bekarka itself, so is considered noch at every point. Now suppose you have a ball, you roll a ball on the karka. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so even though it's continual in a state of motion, but it's considered as if it is in a state of noch for a split second at every point in the karka over which it is rolled. So in effect, those Rishenim who say that Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says Kuta Kemishum Chodami, so it means that it's like Muna Bikarke, so Rabbi Akiva says two things. Number one, that when it's called Bavir, Misgal Bavir, it's considered as Misgal Bikarke. But that's not enough. Misgal. So suppose you have it Mamish Misgal Bikarke, you have a ball that is rolling on the Karaka. But it's not in a state of rest. So there's another halacha that Rabbi Akiva says, that when something is misgalgal bekarka, it's considered noch. It's considered noch. So Mimele, when the Rashbo says that Rabbi Yehuda requires kavone in order to apply the halacha of kluto kimishum chodamye, so in other words, he separates the halacha of kluto kimishum chodamye of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda separates, he analyzes the two halachas, the components of Kuta Kemishum Chodamye of Rabbi Akiva. One, halacha number one, is that Misgalgal Kolut Bavir, Misgalgal Bavir, is considered like Misgalgal Bikak. Halacha number two, Misgalgal Bikaka itself is considered not. So Rabbi Yehuda says, insofar as the first halacha is concerned, that Misgalgal Bavir is considered like Misgalgal Bikarka, is considered like Misgalgal Bikarka, so that doesn't require Kavone. Without Kavone, Misgalgal Bavir is considered like Misgalgal Bikarka. But Misgalgal Bikarka is not enough. It has to be Nochal Kavikar. So there is Aloche Kruto Kemishun Chodamye, that Misgalgal Bikarka is considered like Noch Bikarka, because as a matter of fact, I mean, you could even explain it philosophically, but when you explain it using Gemara, you don't have to indulge in philosophy. But if you want to explain it philosophically, you can say that when a ball is rolling on the karka, so in effect, metaphysically, it is for a split second It is noach at every point over which it passes. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Yudah holds. So Rabbi Yudah agrees with Rabbi Akiva's two dinim. Number one, that me kol ba'avia, misgalgel ba'avia, is considered like misgalgel b'karka, but then misgalgel b'karka itself is not enough. Mm-hmm. So we have to resort to another halacha, that when something is misgalgel b'karka, it's considered noach al gabi karka. So as far as the second halacha is concerned, there is a prerequisite of kavon. As far as the first thing, that misgalgel ba'avia is considered like misgalgel b'karka is concerned, so without kavon, misgalgel ba'avia is considered like misgalgel b'karka. But misgalgel b'karka, even when it's mamish misgalgel b'karka, so the Rabbi Yudah would require, even in the case where it's mamish misgalgel b'karka, there should be kavon, that it should be, that this gilgul should be danoch. But if there is no kavone, so even if it would be mamish misgalgel b'karka, mamish misgalgel b'karka, like a ball rolling on the karka, it wouldn't be considered noch. So mele, now we can understand, so we can answer the apparent stira between the two rashis. Now we can understand the loshi, the diyuk haloshi. Because in order to be mechuyev, so that we have to resort to both halachas. Number one, that Kluto Ba'avir is like Mizgalgal Rabakarke. Number two, that Mizgalgal Rabakarke itself is Kimishi Munach. So in order to be Mechuyev, we must resort to both. So without Kavone, the second thing we don't say, that Mizgalgal, which with Imara Sayin is continual in the state of motion. With Imara Sayin. State of motion. So, Alpidin, it can be considered as if it stopped at every point over which it rolls on the karka, but only when he has that subjective element, when he has that kavone, that it should be considered noch. Then it can be. But if he doesn't have the subjective element, so merely it cannot be considered noch. But even without kavone, if it's called bavir, it's considered like misgalgal gabi karka. So merely it's not seiser what Rabbi Goyen says, that the raya, the diuk is from the safe. From the reish. B'dalet ames is chayev, even though it passed through the rishus hayochid. So it should be considered as if it passed rishus hayochid. Because even though it didn't have kavone, it should be noch in rishus hayochid. So we do not say that it's mamish v'noch, but misgalgel in the rishus hayochid it is. The first thing of Flutik Mishimcho doesn't require Kavone. So that means that in effect the ball rolled over the whole Rishus HaYochid. So that in itself is Mivate. The fact that it rolled over another Rishus in Rishus HaYochid is Mivate the Akire, and it makes the Itzoye of Daled Ames not like Itzoye that Mibasachs. So this is what he says. You feed Mandoma, the last few lines there. Mandoma Kudu Kimishi Uncho, Afrizora Kabamis Potter, the Mishim Zirik Abamish is Rabbi Mechaye, the Arezu Kimishi Uncho Vishus Ayochi, Kim the Mishus Muchleko. So true, it wasn't Munach without Kavone. But Miss Galgo it was. That when, because when Rabbi Akiva says Kudu Shuka Dami, Rabbi Akiva is saying two separate alots. Number one, that Kluto Bavia, Miss Galgo Bavia, Kimi she misgalgal b'karka. Number two, misgalgal b'karka kimi she noch. So, in order to apply the first aloche, that kluto b'avya kimi she misgalgal b'karka, without kavone we say that. But the second aloche, only with kavone. So mimele, but where it was in the price, zirik mishu sarab, mishu sarab, mishu yochid emtsa. So that means, even though he didn't have kavone, it should be noch. But it rolled over the Rishus HaYochid. So that interrupts the Maise Zrike of Dalet Amos and Vasachas. So Mimele, he should be Potter if we say Kutuk Mishuch Daniel. But apparently this Maise holds, we don't say Kutuk Mishuch. So Mimele, we don't even say the first thing that Kluto behavior is like Miskalko Mikalka. So that's why Yishai. Yes.
Are you saying that it's not legabit mafkiyah of the original
mafkiyah, that miskalva legabit alamis? We don't have to say that it's not.
Because
since there was a gilgul bikalka in contact with the rishus hayochid, so that means that the zrike was not bivasach.